3 p.m. in Johannesburg and 8 p.m. in Bangkok. Welcome to the Expat Happy Hour. This is Sunday Schneider Bean from SundayBean.com, and I'm a solution-oriented coach and intercultural strategist for individuals and organizations. And I am on a mission to help you adapt and succeed when living abroad and get you through any life transition. You've been there. You get up early in the morning and you do your best to get the kids ready. Have some fruit, have some, you know, protein, have some carbs, get them ready and out of the door in time for the bus. You give big hugs and kisses goodbye and you're feeling kind of like a good mom when you realize that you forgot to pack their lunch boxes in their backpacks. You turn around and you know that you should go to yoga today, but you don't want to. To make matters worse, your jeans are getting too tight and you don't know what's going on. You sit down frustrated. You used to be able to manage your time like a champion, and now you can barely send 2 emails to a travel agent by 3 p.m. You know you grab for that wine just a little too much, and you ask yourself, what has happened to me? The longer I do this, the lazier I get. You look around at the location you're sitting in and you say, is there something wrong with here, or is there something wrong with me? What do you do when it feels like your life is falling apart? Well, sorry, sister. I'm going to say this with love, but when things are falling to pieces, it means you have to get your SHIT together. Right before you can get your shit together, you have to know the signs. Because it's like this slippery slope. Things start falling apart. Before you know it, it's an avalanche. And that is what I'm going to help you with today. Here are 5 signs that your life is falling apart. Number 1, you talk to yourself worse than you would the neighbor that you don't even like down the street. Right? If you were your own friend, you would instantly unfriend you on Facebook because of all that abuse. You wake up in the morning and then you think, oh, you should really be doing more. You spend your afternoon feeling like a crappy mom, and you go to bed at night and you say, yeah, what have you done today anyway? So the first sign that your life is falling apart, sorry, brothers and sisters, you talk to yourself worse than you would to that neighbor down the street that you don't even like. Sign 2, you feel disconnected from the people you love the most. Sign number 2 that your life is falling apart, you feel disconnected from the people you love the most. So you and your partner feel more like roommates than lovers. You miss your mom hard. You spend more time yelling at your kids than you do reading to them. And you haven't spoken to your best friend in months. This is a sign that you are disconnected from the people that you love the most. Sign number 3 that your life is falling apart, you've let your health slide. 1 o'clock starts a little earlier and happens a little more often than you care to admit. Or maybe you don't know what happened, but your pants are so tight that you've got to buy more and you can't figure out what the cause is. You find yourself skipping out on the things that you know are good for you, like walks or that yoga session with your friend. And you realize that you don't even have anything more important planned. And you stay up too late binging on Netflix, and you know deep down while you're doing it that it isn't good for you. Those are signs that you've let your health slide. Sign number 4, you don't give 2 shits about the local culture anymore. You know, the feeling when you don't want to go out anymore, you don't want to do language lessons anymore, you don't really care about the right way to do something, and you're just generally irritable. You start blaming everything and everyone that goes wrong on the local culture. That's a sign that you're losing interest in the local culture. Sign number 5, you give up on finding anything that feels purposeful or meaningful besides your family, right? You give up on finding anything that feels purposeful or meaningful. Like, you realize that when you get up in the morning, you just fill your time. Your day drags on even though you're actually busy. You're feeling resentful towards your partner because they get to get up in the morning and do what they really love, and you just do what needs to get done for the family. You ask yourself, what am I doing here? And you worry that you're going to look back in a year or two and ask yourself, what did I accomplish anyway? This is a sign that you've given up on finding anything that feels purposeful and meaningful. So if any of these sound familiar, these are signs that your life is falling apart. Now, if you are feeling any of these signs, it is time to wake up. Your life is about to fall apart. But the good news is that it isn't too late. And I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, wait a minute, Sunday, I've got kids, I've got a spouse that loves me, we're solid financially. It isn't that bad. Things aren't falling apart. So I don't need to do anything. I just need to be grateful and appreciate what I have. But listen up. The number one sign that your life is about to fall apart is that it's mediocre. Right? Let's get real. Is your life seriously that fabulous in all 5 areas we just talked about? The way that you talk to yourself or your self-confidence, the way you connect with those that mean the most to you, how you take care of your health, how you engage in the local culture, and the difference you're making in your family, your community, or your business. Are all 5 of these areas really fabulous? If you're human, my guess that even just one of these are mediocre. And that's a sign that one part of your life is about to fall apart. That mediocrity is like a snowball that you push and it gets bigger and bigger and you get to the edge of a hill. And if you let it go where it just keeps getting less and less brilliant, things will fall apart. So you're there on the hill with the snowball of mediocrity and you have a choice. Do I push towards an amazing life, which is on a flat surface and requires less energy? Or do I let that snowball tumble all the way down and the fight to get it back up the hill is so much harder? And that snowball is so much bigger, right? And I see this all the time. People who are living lives that feel like meh, right? Like, oh, it's okay. And it's like, when did we start accepting mediocrity in our life? When did we start thinking that getting by is good enough, right? And I know there are times in our life where things are really going wrong left and right and center. And you have to pull through. Absolutely. But when we're living our regular routine, do you want to settle for mediocre? Right? And have you ever thought that by having that mediocre life, you are on the edge of things falling apart? Relationships that are meh can become disasters in a heartbeat. Health, meh, can be that 10 kilo that you don't know where it came from. A connection with your children that feels meh can be distance with your 12-year-old that lasts for months. Let's not let it get that far. Okay, it's time to take stock in your life. Look at, is it really falling apart? And if it is, great that you're thinking about it now, right? I've got some ideas on what you can do with that. If you don't feel like you're losing control or things are falling apart, but it feels mediocre, hey, now is the time to do something before it gets ugly. Okay? Because seriously, if it doesn't fall apart, it's just half-assed. And who wants that, right? Let's go for it. Let's make the most of our lives abroad. Because if we are feeling connected with our loved ones, if we're feeling healthy, if we're feeling engaged in the local culture, and we're feeling like we're making a contribution to others in a way that's purposeful and meaningful, do you understand what you are capable of? The potential that is ready to be unleashed? That is what I'm talking about. And that is what I am here to help you with. In fact, I will be by your side to help you with that for the remaining months of something really special that I'm about to launch. And I'll tell you about that at the end of this podcast. Okay, now is the moment to stop things from falling apart. Now is the moment to stop accepting mediocrity. Okay, because when your life becomes routine, when it becomes mediocre, when it's falling apart at the seams, it is your responsibility to get your shit together, right? Just like my client Janet did. And when I met Janet, man, there was some tough stuff that was going on, right? And she came to me exactly when she felt like she was on the border of things falling apart. And what we did is we started with reconnection. First person to reconnect with was herself, right? This woman didn't even know what coffee cup she wanted to drink from in the morning, let alone what she wanted to be when she, you know, air quotes, grew up. And we started with her getting reconnected to her. So she got up every morning and got clear on what she wanted. So if you want to stop your life from falling apart, if you want to go beyond mediocrity, the step one is get reconnected with yourself. Once you do that, then you can reconnect with your loved ones. You can reconnect with your purpose and your direction, et cetera, et cetera. Step two is you get unstuck. Okay, so with Janet, we looked at what was stopping her from doing what she actually loved. So for Janet, she loved two things. She loved art and she loved exercise. And we looked at where was she getting stuck. And we found out in our work together that actually she was putting the needs of her children and her partner in front of her needs. And I'm talking way in front of her own needs. And she was able to get unstuck by realizing that everybody came first before she did. Okay, step three is we got clear on her purpose. So in terms of purpose, she realized that it was meaningful and purposeful for her to connect with the culture where she was at and to practice her art. So she combined the two. She got involved in an art course that was special for Asian studies, and she did her own art at home. Boom. Now she's on purpose, making time for what matters most. And that's step four, where she set the direction. She got really clear on what she wanted. She made a plan on how she was going to incorporate that in her life. And then she set goals, including certification courses that helped her get even more connected to the local culture. So if you're feeling like things are falling apart, if you're feeling like you're sick of mediocrity, the steps, the big blocks are actually quite simple. Reconnect with yourself, and then you'll be able to do that with the ones that you love the most. Get unstuck. Find out what's stopping you from doing the things you actually want to do. Get clear on your purpose and set the direction. All right. And I know that it's simple when I say it in those four steps, and it is complex to unwind for yourself, right? And that's where I have got your back. I'm going to go through this in depth over the next dozens of podcasts from June all the way through September, step by step. I am so excited to announce my four-part series over the next few months for you, all about reconnection, getting unstuck, purpose, and direction. With that, I have a few surprises. Some of you might not know this, but this year I am celebrating. I'm celebrating a series of important events in my life. One, my fifth year in business. Two, 10 years as a coach. And three, 20 years abroad. And because I am so full of joy about those important milestones in my life, I am going to be giving you 5 free trainings over the series of the next few months. So stay tuned. So we've talked about the signs that you need to watch out for when your life is falling apart. And that has to do with you talking to yourself worse than you would that neighbor down the street that you don't even like. Number 2, feeling disconnected from the people you love the most. 3, letting your health slide. 4, not giving to you know what's about the local culture and customs anymore. And 5, you've given up on finding anything that feels purposeful and meaningful. If those resonate with you in any way, it is time to take back control over your life and get focused on how to really go from meh to something amazing. Again, I will help you every step of the way, getting reconnected, getting unstuck, getting on purpose, and a sense of direction. Okay, so one really special offer that I have for you. When you're feeling like things are falling to pieces, you got to get your SHIT together. And I'm going to help you do that. That's why I'm announcing a few special spots open in my coaching calendar that are exclusive and limited just for you. So if you want to meet me in a coaching call, complimentary, you can go to my blog or my podcast note page and type in the type form telling me you're ready for coaching, and I'm going to help you get things together. All right. I look forward to speaking with you personally, because who wants to live a life that's mediocre? Thank you for listening. I'm going to leave you with 2 quotes at the end of Expat Happy Hour. This is Sunday Schneider Bean. The first one is, you did not wake up today to be mediocre. And remember, it's never too late to get your shit together.